Kristen Liska here with Zimcom Media, and I'm talking with Nick from FMC. How are you doing, Nick?
Good, Kristen. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing swell. How are you enjoying the Commodity Classic?
It's been pretty good. We've had some consistent traffic through the booth and some good conversations with growers, so good show overall.
Now, talk to me about what FMC is releasing with Solstice.
Okay, yeah, we just received registration for Solstice, and it is a product that's going to be used early post-emergence in corn. And it's a premixture of an HPPD product and a PPO compound. And what we've seen when we premix these two modes of action together is very rapid activity, and it's going to fit very well on some of the large-seeded broadleaf escapes that you might typically see from foundation pre-emergence corn herbicides. HPPD is a mode of action, so it would be group 27 site. And it's basically a bleacher, so it's going to bleach the new growth, and it's going to cause the plant to produce these free radicals that are going to break down cell membranes. And then also with the PPO component, it's a group 14 herbicide, and it's also going to produce these free radicals that are going to break down the cell membrane. So they work very well together, and that's kind of where we're seeing the rapid activity. We're going to probably target, again, some of the weeds that are going to escape the foundation pre-emergence application rates in corn. Typically, what we've seen in research trials is this product has very good activity on the amaranthus species, such as water hemp and Palmer amaranth. Also, morning glories, giant common ragweed, cocklebirs, and just a really good large-seeded broadleaf fit.
We can talk a little bit about rate, too.
Okay, yeah, and then rate-wise, we're going to target around 3 ounces per acre if we're tank mixing this product with glyphosate. If we're tank mixing with glyphosate and a half pound of atrazine, we can take the rate back to about 2.5 ounces per acre, and it's looked really good in research trials across weed spectrum.
Is there anything else you'd like to cover then?
I think that pretty well covers it for Solstice. Thank you.
Now let's talk a little bit about residuals then as well.
Okay, yeah, FMC is launching Authority Max this year, and it's a new product to the Authority lineup, and we're very excited to have it and launch it this year. And what we've done with this particular product is we've optimized the ratio of sulfentrazone, which is the base Authority molecule, to chloramiron, which is the premix partner, and it's going to allow us to apply higher rates, and it's still going to be rotation friendly in some of the higher pH geographies. And if we look at the distribution of some of the glyphosate-resistant amaranthus species, it's really on the rise, and these particular species can produce a lot of seeds per plant, and they're influencing soil seed bank dynamics very quickly. So it's very important for growers to utilize higher rates pre-emergence so we can get better in-season activity, and it's going to allow us to be more timely with our post-emergence applications.
Is there anything else you'd like to wrap up with?
Yeah, we also have Anthem registered in soybeans this year, and it's going to be a really good fit in an overlapping residual type strategy. So once again, I mentioned we're getting good in-season activity from the Authority Max pre-emergence, and especially with some of these glyphosate-resistant amaranthus species, their emergence intervals last so long throughout the season. It's very important to utilize chemistries with long soil residuals. So we would look to position Anthem early post-emergence with glyphosate. It's going to be labeled up to 3 trifoliates, but in research trials, we typically have timed 2 trifoliate type application, and what that's going to do is extend the residual on the grass and amaranthus type species in season.
Well, thank you for interviewing with me, Nick. I'm Kristen Liska with Zimcom Media.